Well, this statement is not new, and our position is also not new. We have always maintained that two cultures are pitted against each other in Gambian politics, the culture of the coup d'etat and the culture of the sovereignty of the people. We've constantly emphasized that the president came through a coup d'etat to be a head of state, and constitutions were suspended, political parties banned, parliaments dissolved. So consequently, the supremacy of the provisional ruling council was asserted, and they ruled through decree. So that is coming through a maintenance of absolute power, and then proceeded because of pressure internally, externally, to move towards restoration of the constitution and elections. So there is always a reminiscence of what happened, that really I came to power by the barrel of the gun. And of course, there is a complete negation of the reality of why we went back to democratic constitutional rule, which meant the assertion of the supremacy of the people. So they would always want people to remember the coup period, and that's why he is still celebrating July 22nd, which will be celebrated in the next few days, so that it will be implanted. They even had an anthem for July 22nd, so that a culture will be implanted that I am in office not because of elections, I'm in office because of the might of my regime. And obviously, it's a struggle that we are engaged in raising the awareness of the people to see that the president is an individual with one voter's card, and he went to get registered. Why would he go and get registered if he was above election? So he got registered, and we've gone to a registration exercise, and there is absolutely no doubt that we will go to elections. And if a ballot did not matter, then obviously we would not have gone through all that exercise. And we're emphasizing to the people that an individual can never on earth impose his or her will on the vast majority of people in a society. It is always a system, and the system that exists is that through the elections, he would legitimize himself, be seen as the president of the republic, and therefore would have control of the army, of the NIA, of the police, and therefore that authority will always appear to give him the might that he claims to have, and that he is there because of some supernatural force. But we always remind the people that Jawara was also there yesterday, and the same claims were being made before. And what is important now is that, well, he's a civil personality now with only one vote, and President Jammeh will also go through the same process if the people finally decide on November 24th not to cast their vote for him.
Some of your colleague opposition members have expressed concern that this statement suggests that the elections will neither be free nor fair, and that the opposition have little or no chance of winning this year's election. Do you think their concerns are justified?
Well, once we accept that, then we would also equally accept that the Gambian people would be cowed by the statements made by the president. And it would also mean that, the opposition is also infinitely insignificant. I believe that we are utilizing the statement to show that the culture of the coup is still being perpetuated, and the response of the people this time should be overwhelmingly voting him out of office and thus assert the sovereignty of the people. So it is the president versus the people. We believe that the people constitute the majority. What we need is to appeal to the people to make their voices heard and ensure that their power, which is reflected by their voter's card, their power as citizen, their power to have a say in how their country is governed, will now be asserted in full on the 24th of November.
Will the opposition parties form an alliance in order to stand a chance of posing a challenge to President Jammeh? Because analysts in Gambia say that because of the fractures in the opposition, it basically gives President Jammeh the majority that he needs to win the election.
What I have to say here is that we, our position, PDOIS, is that we need an alliance. And we need an alliance which will definitely attract the vast majority of people who did not vote in the 2006 elections, because over 270,000 people abstained from voting. And that constituted more voters than those who voted for President Jammeh, who had about 260,000. So we believe that if we can recognize the need for a democratic transition, we do not have a genuine multi-party system where people contest on the basis of their parties and also on the basis of personalities. We believe, therefore, that we should put these two systems diametrically facing each other, the culture of the coup and the culture of the sovereignty of the people, by ensuring that we have only one opposition candidate who will be selected through a primary, a cross-party primary, and then that candidate will only sit in office for 5 years. Those 5 years will have constitutional reform, legal reform, opening up of the media to divergent views by political parties, ensure that respect for fundamental rights are guaranteed, establish an entirely different system of governance, so that after the 5 years, that personality will not stand and will also not side with any other party, but will preside over a genuinely held, conducted elections. And whichever party wins will be there for 5 years, and then we'll introduce the two-term limit. So we'll be there for 5 years and may stand for another term, and then at the end of that term, we'll no longer be eligible to stand as a candidate. We believe that if we accept this, we'll be able to mobilize the vast majority of Gambians against the existing regime, and Gambia could be an example in the world of a successful democratic transition.
What do you think are the chances or perhaps the prospect of the opposition in this year's election?
Well, essentially, if there is this alliance, there is absolutely no doubt that the vast majority of people, because the statistics reveal that the president is extremely weak. 670,000 voters were registered in 2006. Only 260-something thousand voted for him. Over 400,000 did not vote for him. So there, what is necessary in the Gambia is a consensus-building instrument where the vast majority of people who do not want him as president will be able to be convinced that if they vote for that platform, they will actually get what they always anticipated, a genuinely democratic society which will guarantee them liberty and prosperity. So there is absolutely no doubt that a constituency exists for change. What is important now is the consensus-building mechanism to ensure that there is a focal point which will gather, galvanize that change.